And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Let's see if I remember how to do this. Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. It's been a few weeks since we've had a new show because I've been working on a special project, and I'll be making a big announcement about that in just a few weeks. Thanks to those of you who inquired as to the dearth of new shows and for your encouragement and support. My next task is to get the iTunes podcast reconfigured after switching web servers and getting the website up to snuff. Anyway, on this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Maceo Pinkard, Richard Rodgers, Alf Pearson, and the good old US of A, and count the seconds. Last week, June 27th, marked the birth in 1897 in Bluefield, West Virginia, of composer, lyricist, music publisher, and music producer Maceo Pinkard. He toured with his own orchestra, founded a theatrical agency in Omaha, Nebraska, and formed his own music publishing company, Pinkard Publications. He wrote and produced the Broadway musical comedy Liza, which opened November 27, 1922 at Daly's 63rd Street Theater and ran for 172 performances. It was Pinkard who was responsible for Duke Ellington's introduction to Irving Mills of Mills Music, who would become Ellington's manager. Maceo Pinkard died on July 21, 1962. Throughout the 1920s, he wrote hits such as Gimme a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh?, Here Comes the Showboat, Sugar, Don't Be Like That, and these. Thank you.
close of day, the birds are winging, they're on their way. I love to see the evening sun go down, so I can be with you. I slip away and skip away from town to the place I love best, our cute love nest. If I'm beside you when night shadows fall, then I can hide you away from them all. I love to see the evening sun go down, so I can be with you.
Jazz records. Mr. Blake won't allow that type of record to be sold in our music department. They're to be returned.
Well, I see nothing wrong with this one.
What is it?
Thank you.
Probably Maceo Pinkard's most recognized tune, Sweet Georgia Brown, performed there by Ben Burney, who shares composer credits, and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra on March 19, 1925. That was recorded just about 3 months before the Tennessee Happy Boys recorded their version. And we started off with the Tennessee Happy Boys, Harry Reaser on banjo, on Wait Till It's Midnight, written with Frank Bannister. That Edison Diamond disc is from July 28, 1925. That was followed by a lovely record, Harry Frankel, in 1932, better known as Singin' Sam, with I Love to See That Evening Sun Go Down. Next, it was the Little Ramblers, the California Ramblers, when recording for Columbia, and I'm Satisfied Beside That Sweetie of Mine, written with Jack Yellen, from September 18, 1924. You heard Irving Brodsky on piano and Stan King playing kazoo and providing the scat vocal. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 28th, marked the birth in 1902 in Hamel Station, New York, of one of America's greatest and most prolific composers of popular songs, Richard Rodgers. While attending Columbia University, he met Lorenz Hart, and in 1918 they produced their first commercial tune, Any Old Place With You, followed in 1920 by There's Always Room for One More. Their first Broadway success was the Garrick Gaieties with its leading number, Manhattan. It opened at the Garrick Theater on May 17, 1925 for a one-week run, but stayed for 200 performances. Rodgers and Hart's collaboration lasted until 1943 and produced 28 shows, 8 movies, and more than 550 songs. Following Hart's death, Rodgers teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein II until Hammerstein's death in 1960. Rodgers and Hammerstein's first musical was Oklahoma, and together they won 35 Tony Awards, 15 Academy Awards, 2 Pulitzer Prizes, 2 Grammy Awards, and 2 Emmys. Richard Rodgers died on September 30, 1979. Here are 3 from the pen of Richard Rodgers.
Thank you. suppose that robins have red breasts and cats meow? Why do you suppose that apples have blossoms upon the bough? Why do birds sing melodies? And why do goats wear long goatees? It must be that they aim to please with real hot nanny goat appeal. Don't you understand that flowers have perfume to draw the bee? Why do you suppose that you're so attractive to me?
We begin our tribute to Richard Rodgers with By and By, performed there by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra on January 23, 1925. By and By was written with Lorenz Hart and is from Rodgers and Hart's first Broadway show together, Dearest Enemy, which takes place in the Murray Mansion in New York City in 1776. It opened at the Knickerbocker Theater on September 18, 1925, and ran until May 22nd of the following year. That was followed by the Colonial Club Orchestra, Bob Herring pseudonym, with Scrappy Lambert performing vocally on Why Do You Suppose, from November of 1929. We finished up with yet another Rodgers and Hart collaboration, Lover, from the 1932 film Love Me Tonight. That was DeBroy Summers and his band, and the vocalist on that September 9, 1933 Columbia recording was Dan Donovan.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
A couple of weeks ago, June 15th, marked the birth 102 years ago of British singer of the 1920s, Alf Pearson. And a couple of weeks ago, on June 15th, Alf Pearson celebrated his 102nd birthday because he's still with us. Alf and his brother Bob were born in 1910 and 1907 respectively and started out as plasterers in their father's firm, but their mother was a well-known local singer and they inherited her talent and began singing duets in amateur concert parties. In 1928, they entered a talent contest sponsored by Columbia and won a recording contract. Their singing career lasted from the 1920s well into the 1980s. Alf Pearson, at 102, is still active and continues to sing. There are a number of videos on YouTube of Bob and Alf Pearson, which I encourage you to seek out, posted by Aaron1912, who is a listener to this show. Just do a search in YouTube of Bob and Alf Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Here with best wishes to Alf Pearson from a CD on the Roller Coaster Records label called My Brother and I are three from Bob and Alf Pearson.
I'm a rolling along. I love to listen to the whippoorwill and watch the sun creep o'er the hill. I greet the newborn day and then I'm on my way. I love to wander 'neath the open sky and let the world go drifting by. I'm happy as can be. Here's my philosophy. When cares pursue me, I'm never gloomy. I keep on singing a song. And though the clouds hang low, I laugh at woe and go rolling along. No need to hurry, no need to worry, that things are gonna go wrong. Like the birds that sing, I dream of spring as I'm rolling along. Give me the moon for a blanket. Give me the stars overhead. I'll make the mountain my doorstep. I'll make the desert my bed. I'll spend the hours among the flowers. I'll stay away from the throng. And let it rain or shine, the world is mine as I'm rolling along. My only highway is the winding trail that leads me on from hill to vale and by a babbling stream. I love to sit and dream. The world to me is like an open book, from starlit skies to shady noon. On every page I find why I have peace of mind. When cares pursue me, I'm never gloomy. I keep on singing a song. And though the clouds hang low, I laugh at woe and the rolling along. No need to hurry, no need to worry, that things are gonna go wrong. Like the little birds that sing, I dream of spring as I'm rolling along. Give me the moon for a blanket. Give me the stars overhead. I'll make the mountain my doorstep. I'll make the desert my bed. I'll spend the hours among the flowers. I'll stay away from the throng. Let it rain or shine, the world is mine as I'm rolling on.
Get weary wearing the same shabby dress, and when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating the things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, she has her grief and care, and the word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, women don't forget it, love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy, try a little tenderness. In the bustle of today, we're all inclined to miss those little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and the hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary, women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress, and when she's weary, try a little tenderness.
My tenderness.
You know she's waiting, just anticipating the things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, she has her grief and her care, and the word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, women don't forget it, love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy, try a little tenderness.
Where the gentle breeze is playing and the trees are softly swaying, that's where lovely should be straying, just humming along. Down the lane beside the farmer there, spring is showing every charm of there. Let us wander arm in arm of there, just humming along. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la. love's a wonderful thing. Tra-la-la-la, makes you feel you must sing. Take a song with me, please do. Let us whisper like the trees do. Greet the spring the way the bees do. Just humming along. Let's walk, let's take a walk. Spring calls to me on every hand. And there is romance round about. The very birds all sing, come out. Won't talk, won't have to talk. Then nature's voice we'll understand. And of the spring we'll form a part. A kind of spring song in our hearts. Where the gentle breeze is playing. And the trees are softly swaying. That's why love should be straying. Just humming along down the lane beside the farm there. Spring is showing every charm there. Let us wander arm in arm there. Just humming along. It makes you feel you must sing. Take a song with me, please do. Let us whisper like the trees do. Read the spring the way the bees do. Just humming along gaily, let us hum along, singing a song.
I'm afraid I don't have all of the discographical information on those recordings, but we started off our happy birthday tribute to Alf Pearson with the theme song of the Raytone talking picture Near the Rainbow's End, Row, Row, Rollin' Along. Row, Row, Rollin' Along was written by Billy Maul and Harry Richman with music by Murray Mencher. Next, from the trio of Jimmy Campbell, Reg Connolly, and Harry M. Woods, it was Try a Little Tenderness. That's been recorded by all sorts of people, and I happened to hear Ted Lewis's version just the other day. We finished up with Just Hummin' Along, written by Robert Hargreaves, Stanley Damerel, and Montague Ewing. Here's wishing Alf Pearson a very happy birthday, albeit a bit belated, along with best wishes that he keeps just humming along for a good long time yet. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. And as soon as I get it reconfigured as a podcast on iTunes. Last night, a so-called leap second was added to the world's atomic clocks, which measure time according to oscillations of atoms, in order to synchronize them with the solar clocks, which base a day on the rotation of the Earth, which is slowing down ever so slightly. So here's a trio of rapidly rotating records about the measure of time known as the second. Maybe I'll make this show an hour and 1 second long this week and call it a leap show.
Every hour I'm in love with you, and every hour in the day. Most everybody hears me say that I'm in love with you. I'm lovesick and I can't deny it. Showed me with kisses. Come on, won't you try it? 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour. I'm in love with you.
Together and they decided to become a minute. 60 minutes got together and they decided to become an hour. 24 hours kept ticking away, and they all voted to call it a day. But darling, in a day there wasn't time to say how much I love you. So 7 days then got together and they decided to become a week. As they grew and grew, then 52 weeks decided to become a year. That's why 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour and every day, and every day and every week. Every week and every year, all I do is dream of you, my dear. Kept ticking away, and they all voted to call it a day. But darling, in a day there wasn't time to say how much I love you. So
Some nice tick-tock woodblock percussion there, as well as in the first record in that tick-tock leap second set. Jimmy Kern with Lou Gold and his orchestra on 60 Seconds Every Minute, written by Lou Davis and Harry W. Santley, brother of composers Joseph Santley and Lester Santley. That recording is from a Cameo 78, waxed June 16, 1927. Next, we haven't heard from the Mills Brothers in quite a while, but there they were, July 19, 1938, with 60 Seconds Got Together, written by Mac David, with the music by Jerry Livingston. We finished up with the Columbians, the Columbia House Band.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
And 60 Seconds Every Minute. Wait a minute, didn't you start the set with that, I hear you ask? Well, that was 60 Seconds Every Minute, Perrins, I'm in Love with You, close Perrins. And this was 60 Seconds Every Minute, Perrins, I Think of You, close Perrins. 60 Seconds Every Minute, I Think of You was composed by Lewis Hirsch for the Greenwich Village Follies, and this recording was made October 18, 1922. It's an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Irving Caesar and John Marie Anderson.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
This coming Wednesday, July 4th, the entire country will be celebrating my wife's birthday, which happens to be the same day as the birthday of the United States, although she's considerably younger than the country. Anyway, here are some rapidly rotating records to celebrate Independence Day.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, of all the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good will brotherhood from sea to shining
all meeting on Decoration Day, there spoke a veteran old and gray. What makes us love this country, land of the brave and free? I'll tell you what, said he, it's liberty. L stands for love of our country, I for independence too, B for the brave man who fought for us, E the emblem, dear, red, white and blue, R for the right that we fight for, T true Americans will be, Y is for you and for your duty too. That stands for liberty. Thousands sang in glory with voices loud and clear. Then all as one stood up to cheer. They teach it now to children in every school you see. It now and ever shall be liberty. L stands for love of our country, I for independence too, B for the brave men who fought for us, E the emblem, D red, white and blue, R for the right that we fight for, C true Americans will be, Y is for you and for your duty too. That stands for liberty. All for the right that we fight for, see true Americans will be. Wise for you and for your duty too, that stands for liberty.
Henry Burr from all the way back on August 8th, 1916, and L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, written by Ted S. Barron. Before that, it was the Shannon Quartet, Franklin Bauer and Louis James tenors, Elliot Shaw baritone and Wilfred Glenn bass, and America the Beautiful from a Columbia 78 waxed March 11th, 1927. We're not quite done yet, but I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you have a very happy 4th of July and that you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. God bless America.